Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 28th of September, 2023. The Bible reading today is Song of Songs, chapter 2, verses 8 to 17. Listen, my beloved. Look, here he comes, leaping across the mountains, bounding over the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Look, there he stands behind our wall, gazing through the windows, peering through the lattice. My beloved spoke and said to me, "Arise, my darling, my beautiful one, come with me. See, the winter is past, the rains are over and gone. Flowers appear on the earth, the season of singing has come. The cooing of doves is heard in our land. The fig tree forms its early fruit. The blossoming vines spread their fragrance. Arise, come, my darling, my beautiful one. Come with me." My dove in the clefts of the rock, in the hiding places on the mountainside, show me your face. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet. And your face is lovely. Catch for us the foxes, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards, our vineyards that are in bloom. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He browses among the lilies. Until the day breaks and the shadows flee, turn, my beloved, and be like a gazelle, or like a young stag on the rugged hills. Today's article titled "Tend Your Garden" was written by Karen Pimpo. I was so excited to plant fruit and veg in our back garden. Then I started to notice small holes in the dirt. Before it had time to ripen, our first fruit mysteriously disappeared. One day, I was dismayed to find our largest strawberry plant had been completely uprooted by a nesting rabbit and scorched to a crisp by the sun. I wished I'd paid closer attention to the warning signs. The beautiful love poem in Song of Songs records a conversation between a young man and a woman. While calling to his darling, the man sternly warned against animals who would tear apart the lover's garden, a metaphor for their relationship. Catch for us the foxes, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards, he said. Perhaps he saw hints of foxes that could ruin their romance, like jealousy, anger, deceit, or apathy. Because he delighted in the beauty of his bride, he wouldn't tolerate the presence of anything unwholesome. She was as precious as a lily among thorns to him. He was willing to put in the work to guard their relationship. Some of God's most precious gifts to us are family and friends, although those relationships aren't always easy to maintain. With patience, care, and protection from the little foxes, we trust that God will grow beautiful fruit. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving me so well. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Lucy, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.